Lesson 61. Catching Wild Elephants in Ceylon. In catching wild elephants in Ceylon, the natives choose a place near to the forest and make a fence round it, each post in the fence being the trunk of a tree. Sometimes the space enclosed is so great that the fence extends for several miles. The space inside the fence is called a corral. There are openings like great doorways left in it, by which the elephants are to get in when they come rushing towards it. When the corral has been made ready, the elephants begin to see blazing lights all around them. These are the fires that the natives have made to frighten the elephants. The fires seem at first a long way off, but they come nearer and nearer, until the poor elephants are hemmed in by fires on all sides but one. Behind the flames are crowds of men, with white, shining sticks and spears in their hands. The men knock these sticks about and brandish their spears, all the time making a great shouting noise to frighten the elephants as much as they can. The elephants look about to see how they can escape. Only one way is left open, and the whole herd sets off down it with a furious rush. That one way leads them to the corral. As soon as they are in the corral, the natives bar up the doorways, and the poor elephants are penned in as securely as if they were in a prison. One by one, they must be got out, and this is done with the help of tame elephants, which are one caught in the corral themselves. But since they have been well taught and are now quite willing to help to catch their old friends of the forest. When one of the elephants has been got, the natives bar the doorway behind him. He rushes about in a great fury, but the tame elephants then come, one by each side of him, and stroke him with their trunks, and seem to talk to him. He becomes a little quieter while they are with him. By and by, they entice him to follow them away from the corral. When they come to a good strong tree, they stop. The natives keep close behind and contrive to slip a strong rope round one of his legs, and then to coil it round and round the tree. As soon as he is tied fast, his false friends leave him. He tries to follow them, and when he finds that he cannot, he roars and struggles as if he would pull the tree down. The natives soon come back and bring him cocoa nuts and plenty of green leaves to eat. At first, he is too angry to eat, and he tosses the cocoa nuts about and tramples them under his feet. But in spite of his rage, he cannot help getting hungry. By and by, he is glad to take all the nuts and good things the natives bring him. In a few days, he begins to be tame and gentle, and in a little time, he can be made to do anything his master likes. One by one, the elephants in the corral are let out and tamed in the same way.